This is KCUR 89.3. This summer, strangers with different beliefs have been coming to KCUR to record conversations about their values and what has shaped them in a collaboration between KCUR and StoryCorps called One Small Step. Shweta Goswami is a doctor who emigrated from India when she was a child. Michael Bushnell grew up north of the river and is the owner and publisher of the Northeast News. They exchanged stories recently about how politics do and do not affect their work.
I feel like often you're in a similar situation as I am as a physician, where you have to sort of put politics aside and your personal political views aside. Have you ever found difficulty identifying with your conservative label in order to be a better journalist?
All the time, weekly. I write an opinion column every week, and 9 times out of 10, it falls on the conservative side, but it's more common sense than it is anything else, I think. Other people, Bushnell's on his rant again. Oh my God. There's been times I have to abandon my politics and I just got to write it straight up. And I've been called out on a number of different occasions because I may feel this way about this, but I got to write about it. Mm-hmm. I got to do the who, what, where, why, when, how, and put it down on a page. Even as a publisher owner, I'm a team member first. And so I tell my managing editor, I don't ask, I tell, you look at this. You look at this and make sure that it's straight up, because I don't want blowback on this. And I've gotten blowback. It's part of the job. But I want to make sure that we are a credible community journalism outlet for the community that we serve. And the managing editor that we hired 6 months ago is politically opposite from where I am. Mm-hmm. You can't tell that in the way she writes. How about you?
You know, it's interesting because I have like very specific memories of politics entering my workplace. I had a patient who had a really complicated diagnosis a couple months back, and he had a pretty rare lymphoma, and it had infected his brain. And part of the symptoms that he had was he was kind of disinhibited. He would just kind of say whatever's on his mind, which wasn't his normal personality. He was, because my husband's also a physician, he kind of became obsessed with my husband. Every day he would come up to me and ask me if he could see my husband in clinic. And my husband never met this man before. And then out of nowhere, he said, "Is it because I was a Trump voter?" I mean, no one was talking about it. No one was saying anything. I think it was just part of his disease process. And his wife is looking at him like, this is not the time to be bringing up this conversation. And he goes, "Well, you know, I'm going to vote for him again." And I was like, "Okay, sounds good." And his wife goes, "You know, honey, if we want to continue getting care here, we should probably not bring up these topics." And that was probably the first time in a long time that I ever looked at him as a person and said, I totally would have pegged that from day one. And, you know, I saw him every day for a month and a half. And never once did I ever look at him and go, "I think you're a Trump voter." It just never crossed my mind. And so when he told me, it kind of came as a shock and kind of gave myself a little pat on the back because, I mean, I had no prejudice over what he does. He was also a small business owner. The only thing that was on my mind was this poor guy was really healthy, supported his family, and now he's down with this really rare cancer that most people find out when they're dead.
That was Shweta Goswami and Michael Bushnell. Their conversation was produced by Matthew Long Middleton and Ron Jones. Join us next Monday during Morning Edition for another installment of the series, One Small Step.